This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
By Clear Vision Development Group. This is Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast. Each week, we'll provide you with top business insights, fresh perspectives from world-class guests, and the tools you need to lead better than before. And now, here's your host, author and business coach, Tony Richards.
Everybody, today on the program, I'm going to focus on giving you some thoughts around scheduling time for yourself, and specifically thinking time, time to activate your brain, to exercise your thoughts. You need some time carved out to yourself to exercise your thinking skills. Also, I'm going to have three key questions to ask yourself or your reports, or you can use in journaling. Three key questions also coming up on today's program, sponsored by University Subaru. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it. Better Than Before is our weekly podcast show focused on getting better and better, and we will continue with today's program in just 60 seconds here on the C-Suite Radio Network.
There's nothing quite like the love of a good dog. At University Subaru, it seems to us they're all good. See special pet-friendly features in the new 2021 Subaru Outback and Forester. It's never been easier to hit the open road with your best friend and to keep them safe with Subaru all-wheel drive. Subaru is dog-tested and dog-approved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru, and a dog. University Subaru, Columbia, homegrown and proud of it.
Are you working twice as hard but enjoying fewer rewards? Maybe you're highly accomplished, but you just can't seem to break through and make the next big move. Or you run a business that has begun to grow stagnant. It doesn't have to stay that way. Even the best leaders have felt as if their careers were spiraling out of control. But that's when they had to lead and lead big. Tony Richards' new book, The Big Idea, 52 Ways to Be a Better Leader Now, will help launch you forward in leadership. Learn how to take charge and lead yourself, lead others, and lead your company. Purchase online today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and our website, clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Welcome back to Better Than Before. This is Master Coach Tony Richards, and today I want to talk to you a little bit about scheduling some time to think. Every day is the same. Once the day gets going, it doesn't stop. It's a chore just to keep up the run pace. Just one thing after another. Lucky to have your to-do list finished by the end of the day and all your boxes checked. You don't have time to stop. You don't have time to plan. And most importantly, you don't have time to think. Just this week, a client told me the most important advice that someone ever gave to her was to take the time to think. Unfortunately, she can't figure out how she can do it. Conversely, I believe we both have time and money for those things we believe are valuable or the things that we desire to do. We find a way to get it done. Granted, today is easy to get distracted with all the noise, all the busyness, and all the interruptions in your workday, and it's hard to make time to think. Maybe even harder to find a place to get away for peace and quiet. Might try your automobile. Turn off the radio. Turn off the cell phone. That might be the hardest thing. And you're more than likely not going to be able to drive more than an eighth of a mile without hearing some thoughts in your head. If you want to go even more radical, instead of the car, just take a walk. Thinking time helps our decision-making process. We need to realize that every decision we make about ourselves and our organization has an impact. Some of that impact is good, and some of it's really good. Some of it is bad, and some of it is really, really bad. How we are feeling through our emotions and how our body is feeling through sleep and exercise have enormous impact on how we think and therefore how we make decisions. A famous research study proved that a group of judges' decisions on granting parole was determined based on whether or not they had recently eaten. Don't fool yourself. Your emotional and physical state has a lot to do with your ability to make decisions and go in the right direction. Everything that one of our smart decision makers have in common is carving out the time to do some thinking. If we as leaders are to innovate, if we're to use our imagination, if we're to dream, we need the adequate time to take care of ourselves and to think. If you think back to when you were a kid, dreaming was easy. We did it all the time. Why? Because it was easier to relax. We didn't have as much of the so-called pressures that we have in today's environment. We were just carefree and easy. So dreaming was easy. Thinking was easy. Pretend time was our favorite part of the day. We were innovating and we were imagining. So let's take some time to think. Why? Because it lets us deliberate. It lets us deliberate with ourselves. Taking the time to think gives us the ability to question ourselves through decision-making. Most everybody second-guesses themselves from time to time. The problem is we second-guess ourselves at the wrong time, usually when we're about to take the plunge on a decision, mainly because we have not taken the time to slow down and take the appropriate steps to take care of ourselves emotionally, physically, and to give ourselves the allotted time to just think without pressure. Pressure to keep going at all costs has defeated us. We have succumbed to the pressure. We have allowed resistance to win. And the result has left us indecisive right up to the moment of commitment. So you need to schedule some time to think. You need to give yourself some time to process your emotions. You need to give yourself some time to exercise your body. You need to give yourself some time to adequately sleep and eat right and to ponder and to think and to use your imagination. Failure to do this has even worse consequences to yourself, others, and your organization than this current breakneck pace that you're keeping yourself on. So I hope you'll take my advice and schedule some time for yourself to think. Stand by. I've got three key questions to wrap up today's program coming up next here on Better Than Before.
There's nothing quite like the love of a good dog. At University Subaru, it seems to us they're all good. See special pet-friendly features in the new 2021 Subaru Outback and Forester. It's never been easier to hit the open road with your best friend and to keep them safe with Subaru all-wheel drive. Subaru is dog-tested and dog-approved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru, and a dog. University Subaru, Columbia, homegrown and proud of it.
Receive weekly coaching tips from Tony Richards, delivered straight to your inbox. Whether you're a CEO or an entrepreneur, Tony can help you reach your goals and give you a competitive edge within your industry. Tony's Monday morning coaching memo covers topics ranging from leadership development to teamwork to company culture and more. Text the word leadership to 38470 to sign up for Tony's Monday morning coaching memo. Or sign up online at clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Better Than Before. This is Master Coach Tony Richards taking you through another program chock full of advice and helpful tips here on Better Than Before. And right now, I'm going to share with you three key questions that you can ponder and ask yourself. And you know, in our previous segment, I was trying to talk you into spending some time thinking, allotting some time just to yourself that you can think about yourself, think about your relationships, think about your business, think about your community. And while you're doing that, it might help to have some key questions to just pose to yourself for that thinking time. And here's three for you. First one is, are your meetings effective or ineffective? And if they're effective, why are they effective? And if they're ineffective, why are they effective? We have a tendency, it's a law of physics, whatever is in motion tends to stay in motion. And this happens with meetings too. If meetings are in motion, in other words, they're on the calendar, we do them every month or every week at the same time, they have a tendency to be done the same way every single time. And this creates boredom and it creates sameness and it causes people to just go through the motions just to get the meeting over with or get it out of the way or get the box checked, which means your meetings over time become ineffective and you need to change some things up in order to make them effective again. So you need to spend some time thinking about what in your meetings is effective and what in your meetings are ineffective. And what can you do to improve them, change them, or make them effective again? Here's another key question. Is success making you complacent? It's just human nature. After a big win or after we've won several times in a row or over an extended period of time, we tend to take our foot off the gas. We tend to rest a little. We put so much into the effort to try to get to the top of the mountain that we end up just sitting down on the mountain and taking a look around. And there's nothing wrong with that, except that you're going to start sliding back down the side of the mountain if you don't paddle to stay at the top. And so it's a good time to just stop and reflect and think, okay, what got me here may get me there, but I can't just stop here and allow my current momentum to carry me. I've got to continue to create that momentum and keep moving forward. So don't let success make you complacent. Number three is, do you as a leader come with a user manual so followers know what you want and how you like it? Do they know some of your quirks? Do they know how you're motivated? Do they know what your typical behavior is? Do they know how you like to be communicated with? Do they know how you like communication to not be delivered to you? One of the specialties of my practice is creating that user manual for leaders and for team members so people understand and know that person. They also understand what are the best practices that are uniquely crafted to work with this person so that we can be successful. So that's another benefit of working with me as your coach is you get this 85 to 100 page manual that is wire bound that is all about you. And it's the user manual to your success. And you don't want to treat it like you treat your car user manual where you just kind of throw it in the glove box or you throw it in the console and you only pull it out when there's a problem or when something doesn't work. You want to pull it out and study it during your thinking time every single week. So you continually challenge those programs that you've recorded in your subconscious that are just kind of happening without you even thinking about it. You're operating in a way where you've done it so much and so often that you don't even think about it. You're just doing it. You need to bring that back to your awareness so that you can make adjustments in that. Well, that's our Better Than Before program today, sponsored by University Subaru. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it. Special thanks, as always, to our super producer, Tessa Hall. And until we visit right here on Better Than Before next week, I'm your host, Tony Richards, reminding you that everything gets better when you get better.
Thank you for listening to Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast powered by Clear Vision Development Group. For more resources from Tony, visit clearvisiondevelopment.com. Join us next time for another episode of Better Than Before with Tony Richards.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.